Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. A couple of months, we'll celebrate his 20th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and couldn't do without him. He's the Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at CEI Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's the author of the 10,000 Commandments Annual Report on the Regulatory State of America, co-author of the Liberal Congress, This Liberal Congress Went to Market, and other books, which, and also, by the way, the 10,000 Commandments, which is out right now, 25th edition. We've been doing, this is our 20th with him, and we're always glad to support Wayne's work. Wayne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Really good to be home.
It's good to be on the have you on the show. Hey Wayne, we had a. I'm glad you're on today. It's good that you're here today because we had a new announcement last night in Washington D.C. President Trump announced his new Supreme Court Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, who has 12 years on the bench. 300 rulings. He clerked for Kennedy. He's apparently a strict constructionist and textualist, which I like. And if you are skeptical of the regulatory state and with regard to the way bureaucrats rolled them out, then I think you'll be going to be glad with him too, about him being the nominee too. What do you think?
I think so too. Skepticism of the regulatory state is kind of a specialty of ours at CEI. When our group was founded, the emphasis was on regulation because everybody in Washington is working on taxation and spending. And to us, the regulatory enterprise mattered as much or more than spending does. And if we have someone who is skeptical and recognizes that regulation is not necessarily what agencies are doing when they're engaging in their activity, it's a good thing. And so imagine all the different fronts we have to look at in terms of regulation and burdens. We have economic regulation, health and safety regulation, the whole environmental enterprise that's so much in debate right now, and in just plain old paperwork and redundancy and overlap. You know,
well, the main thing I want to stay on Kavanaugh in a minute here because I want to take this segment to talk about him a little bit. So let's talk about now. According to the Wall Street Journal, I think that's where I read it, that they deemed him a skeptic of the regulatory state, which as you and I both know, President Trump is, based on his behavior, which we'll talk about also a little bit. His behavior since he became president in the last 20 months or so has been to go a long way towards fixing the oppression of the regulatory state on Main Street, especially.
Right.
And so this new Supreme Court justice nominee, what would be an example that you think coming up in the future that he might rule on where the regulatory state would be on the table?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, you know, there's this whole question of the legal program of Chevron deference, you know, of agencies being given deference by the courts in terms of their interpretations of statute, and not only that, in terms of their interpretations of their own regulations. And there's a lot of thought about the illegitimacy of what agencies are engaging in. You know, Kavanaugh had been skeptical of net neutrality regulation, FCC's authority. It really gets to the authority of the agencies. You know, what is the legitimate authority of the agencies? And that's where the skepticism comes in.
Well, see, that's the thing, because what you're talking about is the law was passed, and then the agencies promulgate the law into regulations that become onerous many times,
right,
because the regulation extends their life, doesn't it?
That's right. That's exactly what it does. In the tally I put together every year, there are a few dozen laws that Congress puts out, but the regulatory agencies put out over 3,000 rules every single year.
And how many of those in the year's time? In the year's time, how many of those come before the court?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I'm not
a
lawyer.
The court,
the court closely does.
The court does rule on regulatory matters, don't they?
Yes. And important cases are like what we see with net neutrality,
right.
Internet regulation,
and one of them, one of them was Obamacare. And Kavanaugh has an interesting position on Obamacare. I want to talk about when we come back, and we're going to talk about the 10,000 commandments that Wayne Cruz so artfully and intelligently puts together every year now for 25 years. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.